funky sound of Orchestra Aquacon on 2SER. And in just a couple of days, Imran Khan, the former captain of Pakistani cricket team who led the nation to a World Cup victory, will take the oath as Prime Minister of Pakistan. The win sees the end of the corrupt Nawaz Sharif government and potentially the start of a new era for Pakistan politics. But just who is Imran Khan, the politician? Even though he's been building a political career for over two decades, beginning with the founding of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf Party in 1996, most of us in the West still often see him as a cricketer. So to discuss Imran Khan and what the future of Pakistan may look like under his leadership, I'm joined now by Professor Samina Yasmeen, director of the Center for Muslim States and Societies at UWS, who's currently in Pakistan, where she recently attended the first meeting of the National Assembly. Thank you for joining us this morning all the way from Pakistan.
My pleasure. It's UWA, not UWS. I just thought I'd correct it.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
University
yes.
of Western Australia.
Yes, Western yes. Australia. My mistake. Sorry. Now, yes. Samina, you recently attended the National Assembly. What is the mood like over there? Are people optimistic about the Khan government?
Well, I attended the assembly when all the newly elected members took their oath. So I was in the visitors gallery, and it was very interesting because when Imran Khan entered the parliament floor, everybody sort of cheered. They were so happy. And then after that, Pakistan People's Party's leader, Asif Zardari, and his son, Bilawal Bhutto, who is Ali Bhutto's grandson and is joining the parliament for the first time, when they entered, then again there was this cheering and sort of shouting and saying how good it was that grandson of Bhutto was there. But it was really interesting that when Shehbaz Sharif, who is the leader or from the Pakistan Muslim League led by Nawaz Sharif, entered the parliament, there was very little reaction.
Mm.
It was only when he got up to sign his papers as the newly elected member of the parliament that people again sort of came up with slogans to support him. But the whole atmosphere was that there's something different, something new. It's a turning point in history, and we don't know which way it would go, but it's worth really looking at it. And that was the reason why somebody like me would love to sleep in. I decided to wake up early and utilize the pass that was given to me to be there on time. So it's been quite sort of eye-opening in how people think that somehow there may be a change in Pakistan. Mm.
Now, as I said in the introduction, many people outside of Pakistan have no real clear idea of Khan outside of his cricket performance. What kind of politician is he?
Well, I think one thing we have to accept that he is persistent. He didn't give up. He started his Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, and his office was in fact very close to our family home where I'm talking to you from. And people would look at him as wondering why he even bothered to be in politics. But he's been persistent, and he's gradually managed to get people alongside. I think he's learned the ropes of politics because he's even been quoted as saying that you need money and electables, people who can be elected to join PTI for the PTI to win. He's not very clear on foreign policy issues. He did give a statement after his party won the largest number of seats in the National Assembly, which showed that he has some idea of foreign policy. But if you look at his manifesto, which was issued before the elections, there was very little about sort of foreign policy. But as a person, he's definitely charismatic. He makes a lot of use of his cricket background. He uses the terminology that talks about batting and the captain and the wicket and umpire, and that he's going to bring everyone together. He talks about a new Pakistan. So I would say he's a mixture of a charismatic personality in the new millennium, but also one who, in my view, is not really clear about where he's going to go. There are a lot of slogans, but how those slogans are going to be turned into actual policies, he's not very good on that.
So You've mentioned, you know, so people obviously are pretty welcoming of change following the kind of corruption that Pakistan's been experiencing under Nawaz Sharif's government. But when he's talked about, Khan talks about a new Pakistan, has he explained at all what he means by that? What's his vision sort of for the country?
Well, it's exactly what you mentioned, corruption. Pakistan, new Pakistan, from his point of view, is free of corruption. It's a place where everyone is accountable. It's a place where people get justice. And he talks about Pakistan being structured along the first Islamic State in Medina, which was set up by Prophet Muhammad when he migrated from Mecca to Medina. And Muslims have a very strong romantic association with this idea because they know that's where justice was really meted out to people. Mm. And that's really where true meaning of Islam was seen, because it was the Prophet Muhammad who implemented that. So often when people want to say what kind of a good social welfare state based on justice would be created, they referred to the Islamic State of Medina. So when Imran Khan says a new Pakistan, he says that's where he would go. So
he means really quite an old Pakistan in a lot of ways.
No. It's not old Pakistan. What he's saying is that he would really go back to the principles.
Right, to the first principles of the community. Right, okay.
Yeah. But I think the problem is that he talks about accountability and corruption and countering that. And there's a lot of question about whether or not that's really possible, given the content of politics in Pakistan and given the social structures, and even given the background of some of the people that are in PTI.
Mm. Now, we've seen, you know, the celebrity world leader is something that's kind of been cropping up quite a lot in recent years, most notably with Donald Trump being elected as president of the United States. You've mentioned that Khan has indeed learned some politics and you know, learned more about what, you know, what's involved with this. How well prepared do you really think he is to take on this sort of huge role that he's kind of stepping into?
I think he will do as well as anyone else, because if you go back into say 1988 or even 85, when the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif entered politics, he was also a novice. In fact, he was less experienced than Imran Khan is today. Mm. And he gradually managed to learn. So given Pakistani political system, I think Imran Khan should be able to manage, especially because I think it's not just simply him on his own. He's got a whole group of people. Some of them were previously in other political parties. They've got experience. But most importantly, he's got the support, at least indirectly, of the military, which really is the dominant institution in Pakistan. So at one level, I'm thinking he may be able to do something. Mm-hmm. But then the second part of it is that because of the way the party is structured, because of the way groups within the party are not all united, and even the fights, and even the culture of not just simply PTI, but all the political parties in Pakistan, suggests that it might be easy for him to claim that he'll create an Islamic State, but it might not be easy. The other problem is that although he's managed to even get the Speaker of the National Assembly elected, who is from PTI, only yesterday, and even the Deputy Speaker was elected, and the reality is that he doesn't have clear majority. Mm-hmm. He's had to form coalition, and if at any stage even one of the coalition members thinks that it's not really serving his or her purposes, they might pull out. In that sense, he would have to learn the art of coalition politics even more. So far, he's run PTI as the leader. So everybody says Khan Saab, or, you know, the respected Mr. Khan. Mm-hmm. This is what he says, and they just go with that. But in coalition politics, interests of other parties come in. Mm-hmm. So even if we say that he has got all the good intentions and he wants to change Pakistan, I think the...
Are you still there, Samia? Well, it looks like we've just lost Samina on the line there, but thank you very much, Samina, for joining us this morning on 2SER. That was Samina Yasmin, Professor Samina Yasmin, Director of the Center for Muslim States and Societies at the University of Western Australia, thank you for correcting me there, who was talking about Imran Khan's prime ministership. We'll have to see how that unfolds as time moves on. Sounds like it's going to be a very tough job for the former cricket captain.